Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 4th of November. I'm Paul White, and I'm taking you through the Greek word study of the New Testament from about the last week of October. We've been working on different words, different tenses, different passages, combination words, token words, all kinds of stuff from the New Testament. Today, we tackle what is almost a sacred cow in the layperson's understanding of the Greek New Testament. What I mean by that is almost everyone has heard, at least I think, almost everyone has heard the Greek understanding of the John 21 conversation that Jesus and Peter have on the beach, one of the last stories that the book of John tells us. Peter has went fishing. It's after the resurrection. Jesus comes, cast your nets on the other side. They take in a load of fish. Peter jumps out of the boat, swims to the shore. Him and Jesus have breakfast together. Well, they have this great conversation that holds so much powerful theology about the love of the Father, the forgiveness of Jesus, the source of where we do ministry is our love for him, his love for us. That conversation of Simon, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, I love you. And we've broke that down so many times in the Greek where Jesus says, Simon, do you love me more than these? And Jesus says agape love. That's the God kind of love, what many of us refer to as unconditional love. And Peter responds with, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Peter uses phileo, which is a Greek word for have affection for. You know I have affection for you. And so Jesus asks him a second time, do you agape me? And Peter says, yes, you know, I phileo you. And then on the third time, Jesus says, do you phileo me? And Peter says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I phileo you. And so we've made this message out of Jesus wants to know, do you have God's kind of love? And Peter says, well, I'm fond of you. Do you have God's kind of love? Well, I'm fond of you. Well, are you just fond of me? And Peter, oh, yes, you know, I'm fond of you. And I think we have maybe taken the Greek to the breaking point. And I'm going to show you why. And I got to be very careful today because in reality, I agree that there is something here. But I don't necessarily put too much stock in it. Let me try to explain both sides of this coin. There is something here because Jesus asks him three times if he loves him. The fact that he asks him three times is the emphasis, not the Greek. The emphasis is the fact that Jesus goes into this over and over and over again, this establishment of, do you love me? And I don't think it's to put Peter under some sort of condemnation that the quality of his love is not good. I think it's to show Peter, when you feed my sheep, let it be out of love. Feed them out of this moment where you and I love one another. Don't feed them out of a sense of debt, or guilt, or condemnation, or obligation. Remember, Jesus is helping Peter overcome his hands warming by the fire scenario where he denied Jesus three times. The rooster crows. Peter goes out knowing, oh my gosh, what have I done? Such guilt and condemnation is on Peter. Jesus is relieving him of that. He's not putting him under more. Because in some respects, if we preach it from the Greek aspect of, well, oh, look at this, third time Jesus goes, oh, do you just like me? Wouldn't this just be more condemnation on Peter? So I think it has less to do with the Greek. So how do we justify the fact that he uses agape and phileo? Well, some have taught this and said the reason this is so significant is because God never refers to his love for us through phileo. Well, the problem with that is it's not true. Let's do a little Greek word search real quick. The word phileo, which is that affection, that literally it means to love, but it also means to like, it means to sanction, and it means to show the affections of love. One of the places where you see that the clearest is whenever Judas comes into the garden to betray Jesus. He tells them he'll give them a sign, and whoever I kiss is the one. And whenever the word kiss is used in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke, in regards to the Garden of Gethsemane, that word kiss is the Greek word phileo. It's the affectionate showing of love. Whenever you see the sisters at Bethany, In John 11, where Lazarus has died, and Mary and Martha say, Lord, the one who you love is sick. It's the Greek word phileo. It's the one who you have affection, natural affection for. However, that statement, well, God never uses it towards us is not really correct. In fact, God uses it both towards his son and towards us. John 5:20, the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he does, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. That word, the Father loves the Son, phileo. The Father shows affection for the Son. John 12:25, Jesus says, he that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. He that has affection for his life shall lose it. But listen to God's love for you. John 16:27, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I come from God. Phileo, the Father himself is affectionate towards you because you've been affectionate towards me. And I think that's true. I'm not denying that there are realities in the Greek. I just think it's a little dangerous for us to say God never refers to us this way. Because if God never refers to us this way, then God never refers to us with affection, and he never refers to us with emotion. And that's just not true. So when you plug that thought into John 20:1, where Jesus is having breakfast with Peter, maybe we shouldn't overemphasize the interchangeableness of agape and phileo. Maybe we should just emphasize the fact that three times Jesus has the conversation so that Peter will have it soaked down into him. Because remember, Peter denied the Lord three times, and now Jesus is giving Peter the chance to show love three times, as if the redemption needs to be as great as or greater than the betrayal, the denial. And I think this is what's happening on that beach. So look at it through that lens. Maybe not so much Jesus saying, oh, so you only like me? Because as if that's a lesser form of love, because God does show us phileo love in the New Testament. And in fact, Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. That word love, phileo, as many as I show affection for. Keeping that in mind as you study might help. We'll move on tomorrow. See you then. God bless.